Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Time to come back down to earth, and sadly we have seen devastation like we haven't seen in a very, very long time. In fact, I think the last time I saw devastation on this level was Cyclone Damoina, which was in the mid-80s, which hit the northern KZN. We're now seeing the images coming out of KwaZulu-Natal of flood damage, and it really is shocking and sad. 253 people reported so far to have lost their lives. Joining us is Kram Lebanon. He's the spokesperson at the National Sea Institute. And he's going to help us unpack the impacts of the floods in KZN. Craig, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon.
Craig, give us an insight as to what's been happening on the ground, what has been happening with search and rescue teams, and how bad have these floods been?
Yeah, so, I mean, understandably, we first wish to express condolences to families who have lost loved ones during this time, and also our thoughts are with those families who are missing loved ones in this difficult time. It was arguably one of the largest mass rescue operations that our country has seen in recent times. It was a massive cooperation and coordination between all of the emergency services, all the way from disaster risk management through all of our NSRI stations, from Port Edward all the way up to Ballito. All of our NSRI volunteers in that area who got involved, the NSRI in the Eastern Cape Town and Gauteng, who were placed on alert to respond if necessary, the lifeguards, police search and rescue, Metro police search and rescue, who are arguably the primary response for water-related emergencies in that area. But despite the sad loss of life, literally thousands of people were rescued in hundreds of rescue operations that went on for over 36 hours. So that's in a very short space of time, but so much happened. And it's really there too many to single out anyone at this early stage.
Craig, have you experienced anything like this before? If you had to compare this to previous similar disasters in South Africa, how far back would we have to go?
So you would probably have to go back as far as the likes of the Laingsburg flood. But, you know, it's a completely different geography, completely different areas, and a lot of emergency services that were there, fortunately, that were there on the spot. Not only emergency services, the likes of the private ambulance services, fire and rescue services, the police, and all of their joint services. Even the community response teams and even the community members themselves who banded together to help each other. It was really literally rescuing people out of trees, out of off buildings, people standing on those last few steps of a building with water rising. Fortunately, all of the NSRI and lifeguards, floating platforms, but the likes of the jet skis and rigid inflatable rescue craft were deployed. Even the Transnet National Ports Authority, who deployed their helicopter in one case to get people off a building, at least 50 people off a building.
Sure.
So this was really a huge effort in a very short space of time. And like we say, despite the sad loss of life, because of that fast response, because everybody's so used to working with each other in these kinds of trying circumstances, in a built-up area like KwaZulu-Natal, Durban and north of Durban and south of Durban, the south coast and the north coast, it really, a lot of lives were saved because of that preparedness and because of the cooperation that we are used to having between all of these services. So it can be commended.
So, Craig, we're literally going through what would now be called the mopping up phase, but the reality still needs to set in that a lot of people have been displaced and are now homeless. From what you've seen on the ground, are there organizations assisting? Is the state assisting? Is local government assisting with these displaced people to be able to feed them and to be able to put a shelter over their head on a temporary basis?
Correct. You can well understand that those services are if not already geared and assisting, they are well on their way to being there. Obviously, there are still, from what we understand from the South African Weather Service, there could still be some rain to come. Hopefully not as intense as it was. We are continuing to appeal to the public. Don't cross over swollen rivers or flooded rivers or over flooded waterways. And if you're approaching a bridge and the bridge is underwater or under flood, don't try to drive over the bridge or try to cross the bridge. We are obviously, with in cooperation with all of the emergency services involved, appealing to the public to stay safe. Understandably, there is still structural damage. There's still roadways that may be unsafe. And it is now an opportunity to give the authorities an opportunity to make full assessments and start preparations for repair and maintenance.
Craig, to you, the organization, to your members, your volunteers, and the others that are assisting, we want to extend our heartfelt thanks for your service during this very trying time.
Thank you very much.